DJ Graffiti.
Kurz, czeka.
DJ Graffiti.
V današnjih DJ Grafitih na Radio Študent predstavljamo italijansko zasedbo Zoo. We'll be right back. Dober večer. Za uvod v nocojšnjo oddajo DJ Graffiti smo slišali komad Carbon z albuma Carboniferus Italianov Zu. CD album Carboniferus je februarja 2009 išel za IPKK Records, začetek letošnje pomladi pa še na vinilu. V oddaji bomo poskušali sestaviti zvočno in vsebinsko sliko rimskega trija, ki je 30. aprila, torej pred enim mesecem, nastopil v Menzi pri koritu s podporo domačih Žambožojet Orkestrao. Po odličnem koncertu v Menzi sem naredil dobrih 20 minut dolg intervju, ki ga bomo slišali v toku oddaje. ZUS od svojega nastanka leta 1997 do danes izdali 19 albumov. Toliko sem jih naštel na njihovi uradni internetni strani. Sodelovali so s kopico glasbenikov različnih glasbenih praks od free jazza, rocka, hip-hopa do elektronike. Tu nekje bi lahko umestili tudi njihov glasbeni izraz. Prav sodelovanje ZUS z različnimi glasbeniki bo temelj našega zvočnega grafitiranja. Sodelujoča imena, ki se bodo zvrstila v takšnem ali drugačnem neredu, so The Melvins, Dialek, DX, Peter Brutzman, Hamid Drake, Ken Vandermark, Nobukazu Takemura, Damo Suzuki, Eugene Chadburn, Mats Gustafsson, Han Benink, Paul Nielsen Love, Fred Lonberg Holm, Joe Lely iz Fugazi, Altered States, Ami Denio, Steven McKay iz The Stooges. In ne nazadnje Mike Patton, ki smo ga napovedali na začetku, skozi njegovo založbo IPKK Records, pri kateri je šel album Carboniferus, ki je nastal po skupnem enoletnem in neprestanem koncertiranju. Patton na plošči Carboniferus doda vokal in elektronske zvoke pri dveh skladbah, Soulimpics in Ork. Pa poslušajmo slednjo. Mike Patton in ZU na plošči Carboniferus, izdani za IPKK Records v letu 2009, skladbo Ork. pravkar slišani skladbi Ork, izvajani v sodelovanju Rimljanov Zu in Majka Petona, postavimo ob bok in v primerjavo skladbo Električita atmosferike Kandite s Patonovega drugega solo projekta Pranzo ol Transista iz leta 1996. Pranzo ol Transista, Električita atmosferike Kandite. Precej strukturno podobni skladbi. Zujev ork, vsemogočni demon v surrealistični zvočni pokrajini, prihajajoč in odhajajoč v spremstvu lajža in kandirana atmosferična elektriciteta oziroma Električita atmosferike Kandite z drugega Petonovega solo projekta Pranzo ol Transista oziroma Kosilo skrajnežev podnaslovljenega Muzika da tavola per cinque oziroma Glasbena miza za pet. Razlikujeta se predvsem v izbiri instrumentov. Poleg Petonovega modificiranega glasu in elektronskih kulis, ki so prisotni v obeh primerih, so na eni strani Zujev boben, elektronski bas in baritonski saksofon, na drugi Mark Ribot gitara, William Vinant tolkala, Eric Friedlander cello in John Zorn na altovskemu saksofonu. Ambientalna, eksperimentalna elektronska glasba s koreninami v začetku 20. stoletja v delu italijanskega pionirja uporabe hrupa in šuma v klasični glasbi Luigi Russola, ki že leta 1915 v razpravi Umetnost šumov opredeli novo glasbeno estetiko. Pravkar slišano The Kicking Machine benda Melvins se premikamo po nizu glasbenikov, s katerimi ZOO sodelujejo vse od začetka ob koncu 90-ih let. Melvins in ZOO si delijo tako koncertne odre kot kitarista. King Bazo odigra kitaro na plošči Carboniferous v skladbi Ktonian. We'll be right back. Nocoj v DJ Grafitih predstavljamo bogato bero sodelovanj z različnimi glasbeniki italijanskega trija iz Rima, ki sliši na ime Zu, kar je sicer ime sumerskega boga Teme. Obstaja tudi bolj posvetna razlaga, ki jo bomo slišali kasneje v intervjuju, ki je bil narejen po uspešnem koncertu Menzi pri Koritu koncu aprila. No, intervju je bil malo manj posrečen. Vendar, vrnimo se k naši zadevi. Nazadnje smo poslušali, kako zveni King Bazo oziroma njegova kitara skupaj z basom, ki ga pri Zu ubira, modulira, brenka, Massimo Pupilo, za bobni, po katerih udriha, lomi in tudi senzibilno popelje ritem, sedi in poskakuje Jacopo Battaglia, baritonskemu saksofonu in trobenti vdihuje življenje Luca Maji. Pred Kingom Bazom leta 2000 se je skupaj z Zu preizkusil še en kitarist Eugene Chadburn. Za uvod v skupno ploščo z naslovom The Zu Side of Chadburn so si izbrali skladbo Johna Coltrane'a Cosmos. Na plošči The Zoo Side of Chadburn je 13 skladb. Razen prve in zadnje, Coltranove Cosmos in Spirits, so ostale free jazzovsko destrukturirane popularne in rockovske skladbe. Naprimer, med njimi najdemo predelavo songa Holidays in Cambodia, benda Dead Kennedys. Eugene Chadburn je v naših logih igral tako v 80-ih, kot tudi že v novem tisočletju. Chadburnova glasbena paleta je še širša kot Zueva. Svoj glasbeni izraz išče v bluzu, countryju, bluegrassu, noizu in seveda v free jazzu. V naslednji skladbi ne bo Zuja. Skladba Eight Years Later je plod sodelovanja Chadburna in tolkalca Hana Beninka.
From Nashville, Tennessee, Han Benink.
Han Benink je nizozemski prvoborec evropske free jazz scene. Od zgodnjih 60-ih let je sedaj 68-letni multiinstrumentalist pomembno prisoten na jazzovski sceni. Še eden v vrsti odličnih sodelavcev in mentorjev Zuja. Še preden se lotimo spoznavanja Zu v intervjuju, posnetem po aprilskem koncertu na Metelkovi, prisluhnimo skladbi Monte Zu s plošče Igneo iz leta 2005, ki združuje ustvarjalce, kot so Dialek z remiksom, Steve Albini v logi snemavca in producenta, Kena Vandermarka na saksofonu, Joba Bishopa na trombonu in Freda Lomberg-Holma s čelom med nogami. Slednjim so prav tako leta 2005 izdali odličen album The Way of the Animal Powers, ki je v tem letu ponovno izšel na vinilu. Z druge samostojne plošče Igneo poslušajmo skladbo Monte Zu, takoj za njo pa Anatomy of a Lost Battle z plošče The Way of the Animal Powers.
Good evening. I am Dr. Alberti. I've been asked to give my professional as a psychiatrist on this CD, The Worst of Monte Cassazzo. I'm obliged to say that in the many years of my psychiatric practice, I've never seen anything such as so manifestly psychopathic. The sexploitative tendencies of this individual, who's clearly sexually repressed, are unprecedented. The subconscious here is manifested in psychomasturbation. The infantile interest, due to the unresolved Oedipus complex, expresses itself in perversions, in insecurity. Confused, erotomaniac, anal retentive, pornographic material is primordial. We're dealing with a primitive, filthy-minded, vulgar, embarrassing, twisted mind, reaching out towards shock. Basically, we're dealing with insanity. This is very so these CD is just for cheap thrills. The man's a pervert. Tries to play with satanist tendencies, which are pathetic. His mammariomaniac fantasies, his clitoral maniac disposition, this is feeble. This is an intellectual vacuum. He creates this outcry, this clatter, he creates this nightmare of noise. It's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony. Creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed. Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent. 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 Mentally incompetent.
First, I'd like to congratulate you for tonight's gig here in Mensa Pecorito. It was really outstanding performance.
Thank you.
Your name is?
Massimo.
Massimo, and you play in what?
I play bass in Zoo.
Bass in Zoo.
Yeah, mainly.
What does Zoo means?
The word Zoo?
Yeah.
Word Zoo is means closed in German.
Mm-hmm.
We started by this. It was a way of taking the peace of ourselves. Because we are, in the beginning, we are always closed in our practice room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that closed was a good name for us, because we did nothing else than practice for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we describe ourselves as Zoo, was a good name.
And
that was the very beginning of the band.
How you can connect this closeness with tonight's event, tonight's gig. Were you tonight closed or you were open?
No, we are totally open. Mm-hmm. Totally open. Cannot be more open than this.
As I could read in your some websites,
yeah.
The name Zoo is connected with Sumerian god.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
As I saw the whole thing,
yeah,
with Zoo,
yeah,
it's like coming from mythological,
mm-hmm,
Zoo as a devil,
yeah,
to the last album released,
mm-hmm,
called named
Carboniferous. Yeah.
Zoo, mythological god,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Carboniferous. Carboniferous is a paleological
era,
yeah,
age. Yeah.
So you you grow from mythological to science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
After 14 albums you released.
Yeah. I think, you know, as a musician, you can have many roots, no? And you can feed yourself and feed the music with many different things. I mean, you can feed the music with the last fashion. You can feed the music with the fashion from the 77 punk or, I don't know, 68 rock and roll. Or you can go farther back, you know, and you can be inspired to do music not only by other music, but by many different things. They can be historical, mythological, spiritual, how do you want to call it, you know?
True exploration of yourself.
Yeah, that's what you try. I mean, sound is a very mysterious thing, you know. You can move objects with sound. Basically, we know nothing about it. It's very... You do it with your instinct, like some sounds stick well together and you put them together, but you don't know why. There are no logical rules about it. You have to rely on your instinct why some sound are good together. But there must be a reason why. And there must be some laws of sounds, which we don't know, of course. But it's not the laws of the sound that you learn in a conservatory of music. I mean, it's not the rules of classical music. It's much more behind that, I think.
Through the instinct.
Yeah.
Through the research of yourself.
Yeah, through your guts.
Through collaboration with the other musicians too.
Yeah, of course. Because
you are known as a band playing with a lot of different musicians.
Yeah. We are very lucky because music, actually, you know, in rock and roll there is this very strong identity thing. The group, the band is these three people, four people, they never change. Or if they change, the fans go crazy about it, you know. But we think the great thing about music is that you can collaborate. And when you collaborate and you're open and you're not some pretentious asshole that say, I'm this and you must do what I want. But you meet other people, and other interesting people, then it's really like playing a game and you put yourself in a mysterious place and the other people come in that place and together you do something new and you explore a new territory. You explore, I don't know, you play with Nobukatsu Takemura from Japan and you explore something that you would never do on your own. Even if you try for 1,000 years, because it comes from totally another history. But you like each other and somehow it works. Or you do it with Peter Brosman or with Nomi Tsuno or
Fugazi.
Or yeah, you know, as soon, if there is a mutual respect and interest and love in some way for what each other is doing, then you try to do something that is not what you already know and is not what the other person already know. Something new. And it's very lucky because in music you can do that. I don't know if you write, maybe you cannot do that. I mean, it would be difficult. I write one line and then you write the next one. I don't know if a story can work like this. But in music, we are a part of a artistic thing that actually can be like this, and it works very well like this, the collaboration. And then when you go back to your own trio and you close again, your zoo again, then you are much more rich because you learn a lot with all these other people.
this collaboration with the other musicians, yeah, as I see, is not just coincidence, it's more concept.
Yeah, but it's not coincidence, but I think nothing is coincidence, really. I mean, things... I think that things happen for some reason. I like to think this way. It's more synchronicity, like Jung would say. It's like you meet somebody and it clicks and you know that it would be good to do something together. And then when you do something together, actually, it's worth it. It's something new and it's something fresh and gives you energy and gives the other people energy and it's very strong. So that's why we like it so much. Because we are rich because of this. We didn't go to conservatory, we didn't go to music school, we are not,
educated musicians.
We are not educated musicians, thanks God. Because I think education is the end of music, you know. When you put music in rules, then yeah, you can do very fast scales, but who fuck cares about how fast you are on your fretboard? I don't wanna be Joe Satriani, you know. I just wanna play some music that makes sense in the world I live in, you know.
On your merchandise table, I saw the T-shirts. Tom Araya is our Elvis.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What about the Tom Araya?
Yeah, he's not your Elvis, Tom Araya. Everyone deserves his own Elvis, you know. We don't buy Elvis at all, you know. Elvis is, who cares about him? So, but you know, everyone has his own idols, and. We grew up, when we were kids, the three of us grew up with heavy metal, really. That's the root of the... We are rooted in metal. Then we explored in every direction, even in, contemporary music or free jazz. But the root, you know, what you were when you were 14, you cannot deny that. You cannot pretend that you are something else. When you are 14, you are metal, and you are metal forever. You stay there. No.
But today, the musical picture is more in free jazz, noise, punk.
Yeah.
Just a little bit metal.
Yeah.
It's a lot of different things in your music.
Yeah. Of
also,
course.
Some electronics.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I don't know, for us the thing about metal is when we were kids, metal was what would give us the energy, you know, and keep us alive in a very, very fucked up world. It was Italy and Rome in the, late 80s or early 90s, a place where nothing was possible, you know, a place with no perspective for people like us.
You started in 1997?
Yeah. Yeah, but before we've been friends forever, mm-hmm. and before we played in other bands, we know each other forever, mm-hmm. really. So we.
We'll be right back.
Smo v sobotnih DJ grafitih. Ob zaključku prvega dela intervjuja z italijansko free jazz metal core punk noise zasedbo Zoo smo slišali skladbo Argument Left Hanging Rubber Cement supergrupe Original Silence, ki jo sestavljajo člani The Thing, Sonic Youth, Zoo and the X. Mats Gustafsson je na baritonskem saksofonu in uživo odigra elektronske zvoke. Thurston Moore in Terry X sta na kitarah, Jim O'Rourke upravlja z elektroniko, Paul Nielsen Love je za bobni, na električnem basu pa Massimo Pupillo. Massimo je edini sogovornik skozi cel intervju. V ateljeju Azil nad Maričino bizarnico nama je družbo delal še Zujev tonski mojster, skrivnostno umaknjen se pridružil v drugem delu pogovora v najbolj dramatičnem trenutku, ki meji na grozljivko. Njegova vloga postane ključna, za trenutek, v pravem trenutku. Massimo Pupillo je ime italijanskega pisca, producenta, režiserja, dokumentarcev in grozljivki 60-ih in 70-ih let. Preminil je leta 1999, ko se zasedba Zoo dokončno oblikuje in ostane taka do danes. Zavedno prijatelji. Moj sogovornik Massimo Pupillo ne verjame v naključja.
On your, I think MySpace website, there is written down that you are touring around more in this punk attic, playing all the time, everywhere. From day to day, from night to night.
Yeah, it's 10 years like this, and almost 2,000 concerts like this. These are, is our life, you know? It's really, we don't care about, I don't know how to tell you, but everyone has a corrupted side that would like to be rich and famous, but at the end of the day you don't give a fuck about it and you just want to do your thing and you just don't want to compromise, because this thing that we are doing is really what keeps us alive, you know. We know that if we were not playing, if we were not living this life with Zoo, we would be very miserable people. Would be, I don't know, people who, I don't know, junkie or taking Prozac or I don't know what, but we would be in a very awkward place. But through music, we can express what we feel. And doing this day by day, it's very healthy for us, for our brain, for our mind, for our spirit, for our soul. You know, and we try to give this to people, and sometimes it happens that people, I remember when we played in Mostar once, and this girl from Mostar, we went in Mostar and everything was rotten down, destroyed, and all the town was really, you know, Mostar.
Yeah.
And a girl comes to me at the end of the concert and say, you know, I've been kind of depressed and down all day, and then after your gig, I really feel the energy to go on. And this is the best thing ever for me, you know? It's better than taking the fucking Grammy that fucking Beyoncé takes, you know? I don't care about the Grammy, you can stick it up your ass, the Grammy. But if this girl comes to me and says, hey, I'm Mostar citizen and I've been depressed about the war and about stuff all day, and your music gives me the energy to go on, then I'm a happy person, you know? I know that I came here and I bring what I am, and I meet the soul of other people, and what I give is what comes back, you know? And then I know that this is our thing.
So zoo is a kind of mission too?
In a way, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to sound too serious now, but in a way it is. I mean, yeah, we want to also survive by it. We have to pay our bills through it, you know? This is also a part of a very structured and professional side. But in a way, it's also a mission. I mean, yeah.
Also, I read that zoo coming from a Catholic part of Rome.
Yeah.
What this means is it was outlined like...
No, Catholic... I mean, Rome is a Catholic city, you know? Mm-hmm. And we are born there. We cannot escape that. We are born and grew up there. And so we... Zoo is our... reaction to be born in such fucked up place, you know. The Vatican is so strong in Italy and in Rome, you know, and we are so much against it. It's an influence in a way. I mean, influence is either good things and also bad things that you react against, no? I mean, if I only had good things in my life, maybe I would play folk and very quiet music, but there's also many things that makes me angry and makes me mad and makes me violent about how things are in Italy and in Rome. And this I say to, I'm not a politician, I'm not a writer, I'm not a journalist, so I say it with my instrument, I say it with my bass. I say it how much I'm angry and mad and about things, about this fucking Catholic pervert pedophile Pope, you know.
To stop what?
Should go.
I think we should go to the hotel.
Aha.
Yeah.
Thank you. Last year, in 2009, you released the album. I cannot.
Yeah, Carboniferous, I say it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
For Ipecac Records.
Yeah.
But in April this year, a week ago, you released vinyl for the other recording company. How that you decided to do the vinyl release?
Because vinyl is something that should be more and more strong as time goes by. I mean, CD is a dead thing now, because the quality of CD, you can have it on your computer, on your iPod. No, it's the same.
And what do you think?
Vinyl is a different thing.
Yeah, where is the power of vinyl?
The power of vinyl?
Yeah.
Is the power of tape against the digital, you know? It's the power of a solid support. It's the power of having an object in your hand against nothing. But also the sound, I mean, when you put a record on your stereo machine, it's totally different than playing a CD. No? I mean, we put so much effort in recording, and then people mainly listen to MP3s, you know? It's crazy. We put 1 month recording, mixing, mastering, and then people download it and they listen to them. I mean, I think 90% of the people listen to the MP3 of our record.
So better quality, yeah. And also kind of relation to the object, to the music, is more powerful with vinyl.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we are more or less same age, and we grew up with vinyl. I remember going to a record store and coming back with one vinyl and looking at it like a treasure, like a piece of gold, you know? I was looking at it like, this, and listening to it again and again and again for weeks, and learning the songs and learn, you know, and looking at the notes and...
It's like reading a book online or every book.
Yeah,
paper,
it was much more flesh and
material,
blood relation with the music. Vinyl is like, okay, I have the vinyl, I made a record, I need the CD, like, okay, I did a CD, whatever, just another one.
You have more bass frequencies.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah. More bass frequencies.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So we needed to release the vinyl for this record, because this record, we put a lot of effort and time and love and to do it, you know. It took a lot to do this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a message for your fans around Slovenia and radio student listeners?
You know, we are very strong connected to Slovenia, because this was the first place where we came out of Italy when we did our first record. So you were the first country that accepted and wanted us, you know? And we are grateful for this. So every time we come here, it's really joy and it's a strong feeling to come here. We're very, very happy to come here. So it's very good for us. It's very strong to come to Slovenia, to Ljubljana, especially. It's another story than going to other countries.
Yeah. So we can expect you coming back soon.
When you call us, we come.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Separated a little too long.
The Stooges, skladba Fun House z istoimenskega albuma Fun House, velja za eno prelomnih rokovskih plošč, je prototip punka. Čez skrajnosti pihan saksofon kriči atonalne zvoke, se zgublja v ritmu, galomi, skrajnimi spodnjimi toni lovi tok podzavesti. Steven McKay na saksofonu leta 1970. The Stooges so ga povabili k sodelovanju tik preden so odšli v studio. Album se je slabo prodajal. Še ena legenda o Bok Zuju, še eno sodelovanje rimskega trija, ki ga bomo danes zgolj omenili.
We'll be right back. inside. You sound like a gun. Stay from that window, boy. It's not anyone that we know.
V nocojšnjih DJ grafitih smo predstavili zasedbo Zoo, italijanski trio iz Rima. Besede smo opremili in podkrepili z njihovo produkcijo in produkcijo glasbenikov, s katerimi tesno sodelujejo ali so ustvarjajo. Glasbeno delo zasedbe Zoo je tako obširno, da ga je bilo nemogoče predstaviti v celoti, kljub bogatima dvema urama, ki smo jih imeli na razpolago. Za konec sem si sposodil biografijo, ki jo je na Facebooku uporabil uporabnik z imenom Menza pri koritu. Citiram. Zoo so nastali v drugi polovici 90-ih let v Rimu, mestu, ki se je ponašalo z močno skvotersko sceno, za katero je bilo značilno živahno hardkorovsko koncertno dogajanje. Bodoči člani Zoo so tako odraščali z varovanci založb, kot sta Alternative Tentacles in Discord. Prav bendi, kot je No Means No, pa so jih navdali z željo, da bi tudi sami resneje poprijeli za inštrumente. Hardkorovska zapuščina se pozna tako v načinu dela, kot v sami glasbi Zoo, toda to še zdaleč ni edini vpliv na njihovo ustvarjanje. S preprosto, a učinkovito kombinacijo basa, bobnov in saksofona je trojka namreč razvila samo svoj glasbeni izraz, ki je, če jo že poskušamo opredeliti, nekakšna fuzija eksperimentalnega roka, metala, no-wave-a, džeza, noiza. Do danes so Zoo posneli 14 albumov za založbe kot so Atavistic, Frenetic, Red Note, Public Guild, LTD itd. Na spisku njihovih sodelovanj pa najdemo imena, kot so Steve McKay iz The Stooges, Joe Lely in Guy Picciotto iz Fugazi, Thurston Moore iz Sonic Youth, Damo Suzuki iz Ken, Ken Vandermark in Mats Gustafsson, Han Benning in Hamid Drake, Eugene Chadburn in Nobukazu Takemura. Ob še sveži reizdaji albuma The Way of the Animal Powers iz leta 2005 na vinilu se radovednim ušesom v bližnji prihodnosti obeta še njihovo sodelovanje z No Means No, kakor tudi skupni diskografski izdelek z Dialek Big Bandom. Konec citata. Slišali smo skladbo The Elusive Character of Victory, ki so jo Zoo zabeležili na zgoščenko z naslovom Live in Helsinki za Tank Plastic Records iz Rima. Glasba ti lahko reši življenje, ne le kot glasbeniku, ampak tudi kot poslušalcu. Massimo Pupillo. DJ Grafite sem pripravil Simon Vene in RŠ Ekipa. V slovo poslušajmo še skladbo Epidurale iz prvega albuma Zoo z naslovom Bromio. Lahko noč.
DJ Graffiti.